لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان العين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله. ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أعد الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إلا المصلين، صدق الله العلي العظيم. مؤمنين، we are continuing Surah Ma'arij, and the verse I recited is verse number 22, and translation is: accept the prayerful. Accept the prayerful. This is the translation. Now I'll explain you this. This verse came in the context of verse number 19, which we explained last time. What was the verse number 19? Indeed, man has been created covetous, greedy. And Allah described further another in verse number 20 and 20 verse about that man who is covetous, right? Those bad qualities of the man. But then Allah says in this verse, you should talk about accept the prayerful. So Allah says the man is covetous and all that. Accept the prayerful. Illa al musalleen. So now Allah is describing the characters of believers. The characters of believers. Who are the believers, you know? The first letter of a believer, Allah said, is who are prayerful. They do prayers. They are the one. So first characteristic of a believer is they are musallin. They do prayers. Alladhinahum ala salatihim daimun. Those who are preserving their prayers. They preserve their prayers, means they maintain their prayers. They are not like, they are always constant in the prayers, right? They are always constant in the prayer, you know, they don't neglect prayers, right? Well, now inshallah we'll talk about prayers again, because there is one more verse coming later on about prayers, then we'll discuss the both of them inshallah, okay? So, but in the meantime, I just say that this was the 23rd is about preserving the prayer, means not missing any salat, you know, constantly doing salat. وَالَّذِينَ فِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ. And in whose wealth there is a known right for a beggar and deprived. وَالَّذِينَ فِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. Right? So who are the, what is the second characteristic of believer? That in whose wealth there is a known right for the beggar and deprived ones. So, right? Beggar and deprived ones. See, we have zakat in Quran, right? That is separate. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said that's separate and this is separate. What Allah is talking about. Like you take out any extra money on Friday to give somebody who asks you money, you give the money. This means he's a beggar. And you give to somebody who you see is needy, he's not asking you, you give in his pocket. This, mahroom. Sahil is the one who asks you, mahroom is the one who's deprived. And you know he's deprived, he's not asking, you give yourself. So there are a lot of narrations from Aima Tahirin about this verse. So Imam says that to give charity to family members, in the sense it is to connect with your relatives, with your wealth, give to one who has deprived you. Give to one who has deprived you means he's not fulfilled your right towards you. And be charitable to one who has been hostile to you. So be, if even they are hostile, deprive you, you give to them. So that your bond can get strong. Right? And mahroom is the mahroom But deprived one, who else is? Imam Sadiq Allah Salaam says that who cannot make living through buying and selling. They cannot do business. They cannot do business. Imam Fadl says that they are who don't have sufficient livelihood. They're poor. You give them. That's what Allah says about. وَالَّذِينَ يُصَدِّقُونَ بِيُومِ الدِّينِ. What is their next characteristic of believers? And who affirm the day of retribution? They affirm that the day of retribution is coming. Retribution is reward and punishment. So they affirm that it's coming. So it they affirm with their belief and they affirm with their deeds. Because they are afraid, so they are always careful about their deeds. That, a day of retribution is coming. Am I ready to do that? Am I ready to deal with it? So you can see in their belief and their deeds that you see that they are preparing for that. They are not just fooling around, you know. They are preparing for that. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ. And then what next verse is, and those who are apprehensive of punishment of their Lord, they are afraid of God's punishment. These are characteristics of believers, right? In azaba rabbihim ghairu mamoon. There is indeed no security from the punishment of their Lord. There is no security of punishment of their Lord. Now there are more discussion about these verses. Now in chapter 16 verse 50 about angels, Allah says, they fear their Lord above them and do what they are commanded. Allah is talking about angels. What are they? Angels are sinless, we know that. But they still are afraid of God. But God is saying, Allah is saying in chapter 16, verse 50, they fear their Lord above them, yakhafu rabbuhum min fawqihim, right? And they do what they are commanded. Yaf'alu ma yumarun means these angels are always scared of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they do what Allah asks them to do. Oh. They are sinless, but they're still afraid of Allah. And Allah talks about now prophets. They were always sinless. They are sinless. Verse chapter 33, verse 39. What Allah says about the prophets? They fear Him and fear no one except Allah. They are not sinning, but still they are afraid of Allah. All these prophets. That is the characteristics of prophets and angels. Who are we? We are the sinners. How much we should be afraid of Allah? You know, they fear because Allah has so much jalal, so much dominance and glory. They're always afraid that something should not make him upset. Something should not make him upset. Always afraid of him. Prophet himself used to do 70 times astaghfar. Right. Although he was masoom, asking Allah's forgiveness. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ فَمَنْ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. Now Allah is talking about the sexual relationship of believers. Who they have, their relationships. Now, verse goes like this, and those who guard their private parts, except from their spouse and their slave women, for them they are not blameworthy. And whosoever seeks beyond that, it is they who are the transgressors. You can have relationship, sexual, with your wives or your slave woman. Nowadays, we don't have slave women. We have wives. So, only you can have relationship with only with your wife. It could be permanent marriage or temporary marriage. That's not the issue. But beyond that is a gunah kabira. والذين هم لأماناتهم وأهدهم راعون. And those who keep their trust and covenant. Now Allah is saying the believers have to keep their trust and covenants. What is trust? If somebody gives you property to take care of, you take care of property. No. Prophet was called Amin because he took care of everybody's trust. If somebody will give the money, he'll keep just like as it is. Alright? That's why he called Amin, because everybody knew that he will complete his trust. Allah is asking believers to be like this. If somebody gives you something in trust to you, like this man, and he protected, you protect it. Or somebody appoints you, somebody, you be their guardian, wali, like orphan or whosoever, you take care of your, who you are guardian. What else is the trust? The trust is all the rights Allah has over you and all the rights people have around you is also trust. You have to fulfill the rights of Allah and rights of people. That's another, you know, like Imam Sajjad alayhi salam described 50 rights in our, for a moment. We have to fulfill all those rights. We have 50 different relationships, right? Those rights, right of son, right of the father, right of the wife, right of the neighbor, all those rights. And also it's been said that what else is trust? Is your body which Allah trusted you. You got to take care of your body. Because this is not your thing. Allah gave you trust. So these are all trust, Allah says. You have to fulfill those trust. And what else? Trust and what else Allah said? Covenants. What are the covenants? Covenants means you promise somebody, I'll give you tomorrow $5,000 a loan. You give it to him because you told him. Me, you fulfill your covenant. You cannot break it. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِشَهَادَاتِهِمْ آئِمُونَ. And those who are observant of their testimonies. There are two parts of testimony. If you are being called, you should go. Like you are witness of murder, you have to go. You cannot say, I don't want to go. And then you give the correct witness. You don't distort it. A lot of verses in the Quran, may Allah forgive our sins. Because human being is tested in these conditions. Mu'mineen are being tested in this condition. Even it hurts you or your family, your father. There are verses about it. May Allah forgive our sins. Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. And those who are watchful of their prayers. Now this is, now I was talking about these two different verses of prayer. We read the first verse. You remember the first verse we read? Those who were preserving their prayers. We did that before. Means they were constant in prayers. Those were the daimun. And these are the hafizun. Means they are the one who are watchful for their prayers. So one is preserving the prayer. Second one is being watchful of the prayer. Daimun means preserving. Hafizun means watchful. Now there are some narrations from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. When Allah said being watchful, it's Allah is referring to wajib prayers, mandatory prayers. When Allah is talking about being constant in prayer, preserving, that means Allah is talking about mustahab. Salah means those are not mandatory. There's a Mizan explained that when Allah is talking about being watchful of their prayers, means when you are doing prayers, you have to be very careful how you are performing your prayer. When it was preserving prayer, was means you being constant, don't miss it. But when you're watchful, means how you're reciting surah, are you fulfilling all the conditions of salat properly? All those details has to be done. Imam Kazim alayhi salam says that the prayer about watchful, it came for the Shia who do 50 rakat salat every day. Because they do wajib and nafila both salat. So 50 rakats. So watchful care for that. Now Allah says after this, Ulaika fi jannatin mukramun. Those with those characters, Allah says, what will happen to them? They will be in gardens held in honor. Believers, mu'mineen, I know Allah put all these conditions on us. And we are very weak. And we must have missed many of that. But today is the day we all do istighfar. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, Allah made me to recite and Allah made you to listen. Means Allah wants to guide us, brothers and sisters. Today we do to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah will please forgive our sins. Make us true believer and make us fulfill all these conditions. They are not easy, I know that. That is not easy. But we have to do it to go to paradise. So we pray to Allah, we do astaghfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiqat, the guidance to fulfill your conditions so we can be in paradise. Otherwise, how could we go paradise? You know, Allah is ready to forgive us today, brothers and sisters, if we do tawbah and nasuha. But it has to come from our heart. Allah, I'll do all this, inshallah, I'll fulfill my trust. I'll be sincere in my prayers. I'll be sincere in my witness. I'll be sincere in my covenants. I'll protect my private parts. I'll give money to the needy ones. Inshallah, Allah will guide us. And inshallah, Allah will take to paradise, inshallah. If Allah is making us read these verses, Allah will guide us all to do that. We should be hopeful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah talked about the fear here. We know that. But Aima has said that your fear and hope should be in balance. That Allah will forgive, inshallah. And Allah will make us do these good deeds, inshallah, with His help, if we beg Him. And make us fulfill His conditions so we enter paradise, inshallah. فَمَالِ الَّذِينَ كَفْرُوا قِبْلَكَ مُعْطِئِينَ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ عَنِ الشِّمَالِ عَزِينَ أَيَتْمَعُوا كُلُّ مْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ أَنْ يَدْخُلُوا جَنَّةَ نَعِيمٍ. Now Allah is talking about kuffar. What is the matter with faithless that they scramble toward you from left and right in batches? Does each man among them hope to enter the gardens of bliss? Kuffar used to come to around Prophet and surround him when he used to preach or read Quran. And he used to look at him like this, you know. The verses in the Quran about it. And Allah says, what has happened to them? They are coming around you and looking at you. And Allah says, what? Does each man among them hope to enter the gardens of bliss? Allah talks about how you go to gardens of bliss, right? Allah says, do the each one think that they'll go to gardens of bliss? Brothers and sisters, I talk to non-Muslims, you know, like Hindus and all that. They think they'll go to gardens of bliss. Allah is answering them here. That you cannot go to gardens of bliss. Allah is answering. Unless you are a believer and fulfill these conditions. We are asking Allah, we are not, brothers and sisters, we have not fulfilled this condition. Allah knows that. But we are asking Allah's sincere forgiveness and asking Allah to do these, create those good characteristics which are essential to go to paradise. Because Allah says to kuffar, you will not go to paradise. Just you think that you will go, you will not go. Kalla innaha khalaqahum mimma ya'lamun. Fala aqsimu rabbi mashariqi wa magharib. إِنَّ لَقَادَرُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْ أَنُبَتُّ الْخَيْرُونَ مِنْهُمْ وَمَا نَحْنُوا بِمَزْبِي. كَلَّا إِنَّ خَلَقْنَاهُمْ مِمَّا يَعْلَمُونَ فَلَا أُقْسِمُ رَبِّ مَشَارِقِ وَالْمَغَارِبِ إِنَّ لَقَادِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ نُبَتُّ الْخَيْرُونَ مِنْهَا وَمَا نَحْنُوا بِمَزْبُوقِينَ. Now Allah says further. Kalla, never. Allah says they will never enter the paradise. Never. Kalla, never. Indeed, we created them from what? they know. Allah says, indeed we created from what they know. Means they are created from a filthy semen. They are nothing more than that. Allah is showing human what is your value. You created from a filthy semen. Indeed you created from what they know. So I swear by the Lord of East and West that we are able to replace them by better than them, and we are not to be outmanned. So we can create anything that we like. We will change you and get the better ones, who will be better than you, and they will believe us. But you are not going to go to paradise. Now Allah says, the Lord of East and West here. Allah introduced himself the Lord of East and West. East and West. Imam Ali says, every day sun rises from a different spot and sets in a different spot till the next year comes. Again, like those spots are fixed for the whole year. Those the east are the, for the rising of sun, and west are the setting of sun. So, that's what Allah is talking about. Allah says, this your Lord, who raises sun from all different spots and sets different spots. That he is, Allah says, we are able to replace them by better than them, and we are not to be outmannered. See, people of Makkah rejected, people of Medina accepted Prophet. Then Islam spread all over the world. You know, like Allah don't need people. Allah can do what he wants. Allah is saying, فَذَرْهُمْ يَخُوضُ وَيَلْعَبُوا حَتَّى يُلَاقُوا يَوْمُهُ الَّذِي يُعَدُونَ. So leave them to gossip and play until they encounter their day which they are promised. Because Prophet used to tire himself to convince them, you know. They didn't used to hear him. They used to just stare him and laugh at him. So Allah said, leave them. Don't tire yourself, Prophet, in this gossip and play what they are doing. All this what they do is gossip and play for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Till when? Until they encounter their day which they are promised. The judgment day. Yoma yakhrujuna min al ajdathi sira'an ka'annahum ila nusubim yufidun. The day when they emerge from the graves, hastening as if racing towards a target. So how they will come out of the grave? Running towards the target. Who is the target? The caller will call from the grave, come here. And they will be running towards the target. خَاشِيَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ تَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةً ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الَّذِي كَانُوا يُوعَدُونَ. With the humble look, overcast by abasement, that is the day they had been promised. That's how kuffar erased, running towards the collar, and they will be humble look, overcast by abasement. That is the day when they are promised. Thus, today they are playing, but on the day of judgment, they will be humbled and abased. That's how believer is when he is praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world in salah. He is humble and feels abased from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he has a faith in Allah. He knows the jalal of Allah. But on the judgment day, there are a lot of verses how believer would be honored in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the honor. Because of his being humble and abased here in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will honor them, give them the crown of the glory. So, brother and sister, we talked about two verses about salat, you know, preserving the salat. Preserving the salat and being watchful of the salat. When I was reading these verses, I was thinking about Karbala. It was the prayer of Ruhar when Saeed was there with Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And he reminded Imam Hussain the war was going on. Mola, this is the Zohar time. So Mola got very happy to Saeed. Oh Saeed, may Allah count you among the one who do salah. And arrows were coming, and Saeed stood in front of Mola to let him pray salah. And he kept taking arrows on his body till Mola finished salah with other companion. When Imam finished the salah, Saeed was almost passing away. He said, Mola, did I fulfill? He said, Mola, start crying. Oh, Saeed, You were the one who watched the Salat. Brothers and sisters, those were the Salat of people of Karbala. May Allah guide us to become, follow their path, to be watchful of our Salat, preserving the Salat, trusting our covenants, and all those things. May Allah give us strength, because Imam Mahdi is coming very soon. May Allah guide us, give us strength to follow his commands. والحمد لله رب العالمين على رحمة الله قوم الظالمين